a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
8:45, whatever time it is, meeting to order. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dempster.
Here.
Senator Gant.
Here.
Senator Gerstad. Senator Merchant. Senator Miles.
Here.
Senator Hansen.
Here.
Senator Adelstein.
Present. Yes, here. I see that a quorum is indeed present. For the benefit of the radio audience or anyone else that's really listening strongly to hear Senate Bill 39 or Senate Bill 40, they will be deferred until next Wednesday, in as much as the department. Did I do it backwards? For those that are very interested, I just did that to test your knowledge. We will hear Senate Bill 41 and 42 today. Senate Bill 39 and Senate Bill 40 are deferred to next Wednesday morning.
Is it 41?
Health and Human Services are not here.
Right. These are the ones that are deferred.
Oh, then I do. Okay, I should say 39 and 40. Okay, those two will be deferred, 39 and 40.
These will be deferred. These two will be deferred.
We won't bother to call the meeting to order again because we can't even get the chairman to order. So
that's always difficult.
Even when I'm chairman? We've deferred Senate Bills 41 and 42 to next Wednesday. We will now hear Senate Bill 39. And the Department of Human Services, good morning, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Corey Nelson, the Administrator of the Human Services Center. I'll be very brief. I'm trying to limit it this morning. Senate Bill 39. Approximately 4 years ago, we made some modifications to the fee structure of the Human Services Center. We implemented a process where we went from a $200 admission fee to a $600 admission fee over the course of 4 years. We have, as of January 1st, hit that fourth year and are now at $600 for the admission fee. That admission fee covers the first 30 days of service at the center as well. Good rate for those individuals receiving care. In discussions with the Legislative Research Council last fall, we determined that we should put in a new bill to clean up the language in this one since the graduated fee structure is over, and then just ensure that the $600 admission fee continuation will be refunded into the future until such time as legislation.
That better?
Yeah.
All right. Until such time, the legislature would review that fee structure again at some other point in the future. So we're actually asking to leave things the same, ultimately, and continue the $600 fee into the future. And we have contacted the Association of County Commissioners. They are in support of the bill as there is no additional fiscal impact to them as a result of it.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? One question I have, are you having trouble, as Pennington County is, collecting from some counties who have Native Americans admitted to the center while they're willing to pay for non-Native Americans?
There continues to be some struggles in those counties that have reservation areas or border reservation areas with individuals in determining where the county of residence is. Typically, that is a county-to-county issue and not necessarily Human Services Center issue. There is a process within the statute that allows the Attorney General to make a final determination of residence for the collection of this fee. We rarely have to use that. Again, I think it's more of a county-to-county issue than it is the Human Services Center.
That's exactly, because there will be a bill introduced later at this committee. Do you have any accounts receivable right now from counties for the even the present amount that have not been paid because they deny the residents?
No, we do not.
You do not. Okay, so I don't have to, that bill doesn't have to be amended. Hearing no further questions, the committee is closed to testimony and questions and ready for action.
Mr. Chairman.
There are no opponents. All right, are there any opponents? I hadn't seen any and none had registered.
Move to pass. Second.
Yes. I heard somebody's.
Senator
Dempster.
And Gantz.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, they will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Senator Gantt.
Aye.
Senator Gierstad.
Aye.
Senator Merchant. Senator Miles.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there a
consent motion? Yes, sir, there
consent
is.
Consent motion. Senator Dempster moved to put it on consent.
Second.
By.
Second.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Jurisdiction. The next bill that we will hear this morning is Senate Bill 40.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Members of the committee. My name is Brittany Novotny. I am the executive secretary of the South Dakota State Board of Dentistry.
That microphone is really faint this morning. Sure.
Is it bright green?
Now it is. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
As I said, my name is Brittany Novotny. I'm the executive secretary of the State Board of Dentistry. We brought before you Senate Bill 40. Before I begin, I would like Jackie to hand out an amendment that we brought. Of course, trying to get the bill in final form, we had accidentally omitted one word. So we've brought a very minor amendment. Add the word held to line 15 so that it will now read. All right. Is this better? Nobody will bite. The amendment proposed would change the language in line 15 so that it would read, before the first day of July constitutes a suspension of the license held by the licensee. It's merely the addition of one word. To give you a bit of information, the Board of Dentistry currently licenses about 2,100 individuals in the state of South Dakota, comprised of dentists, dental hygienists, advanced dental assistants, and radiographers. Each of these individuals must renew their license on an annual basis. We typically have between 80 and 100 that don't, and this is usually because they've either moved out of state or they're no longer practicing. Most assume that when they don't renew that their license will automatically lapse. However, under our current statutory scheme, that's not the case. Currently, we are required by statute to follow the hearing process set forth in code. So annually, we find ourselves having to locate all of these individuals. We must track them through multiple address changes across state lines to ultimately give them notice for a hearing. And what we're finding is that they will then voluntarily surrender their license. What happens is that through this process, we are essentially expending many resources for really no gain. So we've brought before you Senate Bill 40. This would allow for automatic suspension of a license if the individual does not renew. Individuals that maybe inadvertently miss the deadline would surely be able to reinstate their license. They would have to fulfill the renewal requirements and pay a reinstatement fee, but it would be a very simple process. As you look at other professions in South Dakota, there are others that are doing this and it seems to work quite well. So we're certainly not trying to do anything new, but we feel that with Senate Bill 40, it would certainly help us use our resources more effectively. So we would surely appreciate your support.
Thank you. Are there any further supporters of this bill? Are there any opponents? Hearing none, are there any questions by a member of the committee?
Mr. Chair, move the amendment.
Second. Hearing no further questions, Are there any questions on the amendment? I'm sorry. Hearing none, no opposition to the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment will signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Secretary Caldwell.
Aye.
Thank you.
Dempster, Senator Dempster.
I did that by consent.
I'm sorry.
I did that by voice. Boy, I'll get to it pretty quick.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 40 as amended.
Senator Dempster moves that the bill be passed. Second by Senator Merchant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. After the Secretary calls the roll, but please.
Okay. Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Senator Gant.
Aye.
Senator Gerstad.
Aye.
Senator Merchant.
Aye.
Senator Miles?
Aye.
Senator Hansen?
Aye.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye. Is there any further business to come before the committee today?
We'll adjourn.
There's a motion by Dempster to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are now adjourned. I don't know what's...